Back in Madison, Tegan Trehune now joined by earlier victorious head coach Ron Slaymaker as his team picks up a 41-32 victory over the Madison Lady Bulldogs. And will coach, not the prettiest of wins, but a win nonetheless.
Absolutely. That first half was pretty good. And I know somebody will say, well, why? You were way ahead, and then all of a sudden you weren't. Listen, Madison's a pretty good team. It was not realistic to think that we could put it on them the second half like we did the first half. We played great, I thought, great defense. They didn't get many shots, and they didn't make many shots. And I had 8 points at halftime. So hard to argue with that.
Absolutely. I mean, your team does stave off a late fourth quarter rally by then. They go on to score 15 points, pulls within four. What made the difference there towards that home stretch?
Well, we finally made a couple of baskets and then made free throws. We didn't make all our free throws, but we made enough and stretched that thing back out to 9 points in the end. But very proud of them for that, because it looked like we were going to fold our tent when they got back to four, because everything they put up then was going in.
Yeah.
It wasn't that we were doing anything bad. It finally, Madison shots were going in, and just that's the way basketball is.
Four players foul out for Madison: Jalen Weekly, Yolen Luthi, Sarah Meiser, and even the sophomore Candace Ashlock, who was a substitution. But how big was it for your team, do you think, to hold on to that win, not having Meiser, Luthi, or Weekly on the floor towards the end?
Well, late in the game, obviously, I felt pretty comfortable. When it got to that point that it wasn't going to be a matter of winning and losing, how much we're going to win by. Because that's three best players they got.
I agree.
And so it was good to have them on the bench on their end.
Coach, you guys get set for tournament play here in just about 10 days. As you get set for that, what kind of boost do you think this victory gives to your team?
Well, we're going to probably, if we can do what we should do, we're going to play Madison probably again. And then they're even in the sub-state that we're in. So we could get these people three times without difficulty. You know, we're trying to take it one game at a time. We've got Meritazine next week, which is better than they have been.
Yeah.
We can't take them lightly, and we need to get it. I think we've got, seven in a row at this point. We'd like to get that championship game, but we got to take it one at a time. Lebo is obviously a little bit better than most of us. And, you know, those are games you live for, ones that are really challenging, and that would be if we could get to that point. But we got a lot of work to do before that.
That's why you play the game.
That's right.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight. Your team win a winner 41-32. Over Madison. Best of luck here, and we'll talk to you at tournament time.
Okay, thanks much.
That is Ron Slaymaker, head coach of the Opie Lady Eagles. Again, his team victorious 41-32 over Madison here tonight, handing Madison just their second loss of the season, now improving to 8-3 on the year. We'll take a quick break, come back, get Michael Deeker back on the headset, get you your halftime stats, and get ready for the second half of action in our boys' game. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball.